He is in his 11th season with the Thundering Herd, led Marshall to 6 bowl wins overall. He was a conference coach of the year in 2014. Marshall is 2-0. They are ranked number 25 in the AP poll. They're at Western Kentucky on October 10th. Doc Holliday is my guest. Doc, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. So let me ask you about the win over App State. That was the program's first win over a ranked opponent since 2003, so really significant. What was your message to your team going into that game?
Well, you know, number one, you know, we felt good going into that game. We knew we were playing an excellent football team in App State, and I felt we were a pretty good team as well. And, you know, we just had to be the best team on the field that particular day in all three phases, and I thought our guys did a great job executing, just proud of our players.
Doc Holliday joining us. So you return the opening kickoff 34 yards. App State commits a 15-yard penalty. Then you go run, incomplete pass, run, and run for a TD. How significant was that opening drive in terms of making a statement?
Well, there's no question. You always want to start fast, especially, you know, and had the opportunity to get that done. I thought our kickoff return team did an excellent job, as you say, kind of setting the tone. And you know, we're good up front offensively. I like our offensive line. We got the MVP in our league coming back at running back. And, you know, so those guys just kind of took that thing over that first drive. And it's always great to go down there and score, and especially we got a freshman quarterback that's starting just his second game. So it gave him some confidence and helped us throughout the game.
I'm going to ask you about your freshman quarterback in a minute, but what about the other side of the ball? App State comes back. They score on their first drive. But then from that point on, you keep them off the scoreboard. What was your approach defensively, and then how pleased were you with the execution on that side of the ball?
Well, you know, any time, you know, going into that game, you know, they'd run for well over 200. They ran for over 300 yards in that first game they played. And for the last 6 years, they've averaged well over 200 yards a game for every game they've played. And we felt going in that we had to stop the run. You know, they'd been very successful at doing that. We held them to less than 100 yards rushing. So that's where it started. And then at some point, you know, you got to get that extra hat in the box to do that. So I thought we matched pretty well outside with the corners, played well, and gave us the opportunity to have a chance to win the game.
Marshall head football coach Doc Holliday joining us. You mentioned your freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman Grant Wells. He had this huge sequence in the third quarter where he completed a 67-yard pass down to the App State 12. A couple of App State players collide on that play. They have to bring in a new safety. What was the thinking on the call for the next play, and how do you like the way Wells handled that play?
Well, he handled extremely well. We felt, you know, with that new safety going in the game, you know, he's the guy that was responsible for Wells on that particular play. And, you know, we felt like we may be able to, you know, with Knox, when you got, you know, a running back who Knox down there, who's an excellent player, we felt that we had a shot. If they bent that thing off the backside edge and he read it right, it could go in for a touchdown. And it did. We were fortunate there to make that happen.
At the same time, what does that say about a redshirt freshman quarterback that he's able to come up that big in such a big moment against a top 25 team?
Well, I think number one, offensively, if you can take care of the football, you know, you got a chance. And, you know, he started two games. We've had one turnover in two games. That's one too many. But, you know, he's done a good job of making good decisions and taking care of the football. As long as he can do that, for the next rest of the year, we got a shot.
We're talking to Marshall football. The head football coach there is Doc Holliday. So early in the fourth quarter, you're up 17-7. App State goes in from 4th and inches. On the 45-yard line, they go for it. They go with a play-action pass. They hit the tight end. He's sprinting for the end zone. And then Brandon Drayton catches him from behind, forces a fumble right before he scores. Like, what's going through your head on that play, and what does that hustle say about Drayton?
Well, I think it says a lot about your football team is you never give up on a play. You know, the play's never over until the final whistle. And, you know, Drayton did a great job of going down there and getting that strip. We had another guy, Nazi Johnson, or our other safety, who was – you know, not quitting on the play, not giving up on the play, and then finish the play the right way. He's able to cover it in the end zone for a touchback. But that was a huge play in that game. You know, that turnover right there was the biggest play in the game. Gave us the opportunity to get the ball back there offensively.
So, Doc, I know you're on to the next thing, but as I mentioned, that was your first win over a ranked opponent since 2003, the first win over a ranked opponent at home since 1976. How big of a win then was that for the program?
Well, anytime you can, and of course, we beat a ranked opponent in the bowl game in 2014. We played Northern Illinois at that time. I think they were 22nd or 23rd in the country. But, you know, any time, you know, the fortunate thing for us, Jim, is, you know, our last two games, because of what's going on, have been on the national stage. You know, we had the ESPN slot there, game one. We had the CBS spot at 3:30 here, game two. And, you know, anytime you get the opportunity to showcase your program on a national stage and have the opportunity to win against an excellent team like App State, there's no doubt that's going to, you know, help your school, that's going to help your community, the fan base, the whole thing. So that was an exciting win for us. And as you mentioned before, you know, crazy thing right now, Jim, is we're trying just to figure out how to, you know, navigate. You know, we're going to have two games in 6-7 weeks. That's hard. You know, we don't play for another couple of weeks here now. So I guess the important thing for us is just keep trying to get better as a football team. When we get the opportunity here in a couple of weeks to open up conference play, we're ready to go.
See, I was going to ask you about that, Doc. The fact is, you've got a situation where you were supposed to play against Rice on October 3rd, but that game has been postponed. So now you're currently not scheduled to play until October 10th. Are you looking to schedule a game for October 3rd, or do you just kind of roll with what you have right now? What's the plan?
Well, we're trying to find a game. I mean, we've been trying to find a game a long time for October 3rd, and unfortunately, we haven't been successful getting that done. So, you know, we just got to, you know, I think the one thing when all this started way back, you know, is it's a different season. You know, the one thing we have to do as a coaching staff and as players is control what we can control. And that's just going out there every day and getting better as a football team. Hopefully we'll get another game, but things change. I mean, things change every day with what's happening right now. I think it was, 5 to 6 games canceled yesterday. So you never know. You know, hopefully at some point we can get one for the third, but if not, we just got to keep preparing and be ready to go on the 10th.
So, Doc, like, what's that been like? You and I have talked in the past about your journey to this spot. You've been around the game a long, long time, but what's it been like being a head coach this year and having to deal with so many variables, including if and when the games are actually going to get played?
Yeah, Jim, I think the hardest thing, and you understand this probably as well as anybody, is, you know, coaches are control freaks. You know, we want to control everything. You know, and unfortunately for this year, there's certain aspects going on out there we just can't control. So we got to, you know, lock in and focus on what we can. I think the thing I told our team from day one is probably leadership and accountability is going to be more important right now for a football team than ever before because, you know, we as long as we have them around here, you know, they're wearing masks, they're social distancing, they're doing all the right things that they're asked to do to eliminate contact tracing. But once they leave our building, you know, that's we got students on campus, you know, we're not in a bubble. So it's so important these kids go out there and make great decisions because, you know, we talk all the time about decisions having consequences and one bad decision can destroy you. Well, that's the same way right now with our players. You make one bad decision out there and be somewhere we shouldn't be and that type of thing, you know, you could miss 1 to 2 weeks. So we just have to, again, control what we can control and try to go out there every day and get better.
Boy, every single coach says that too. Like, we've got the guys in the facility and we trust them there, but once they go out, you never know what they're going to do and they have to make good choices. What about depth? Doc Holliday, my guest for another moment or so. How important is depth in a season like this? In other words, I know you're going to prepare every single player as much as you possibly can, but how important is it for guys further down on the depth chart to be ready to go at a moment's notice?
Well, you know, that's what we talked about here early on. These next couple of weeks we have, and we did it prior to this as well, is, you know, we're working our thirds a lot. You know, normally your third team offensive players and defensive players, even special team players, don't get a whole lot of work once the season starts. But, you know, with the situation we're in right now, we started that way back during camp as working threes a lot more. We're taking this week, and our ones and twos will not get as much work. Our threes will get a lot more. And the same thing on your special team units. You know, all of a sudden, you're working three groups, whether it be kickoff, return, punt, whatever, because, you know, at some point, who knows, probably some of those guys are going to have to play, and you sure can't get them ready to play in 1 or 2 days. You got to have them ready to play right now, so if the time comes where they have to, they're ready to go.
Stock, one more thing. You mentioned what that win over App State meant to the program, what it meant to the fan base, and then you've got the players. A guy that you mentioned momentarily or for a moment back, Brendan Knox, he rushed for 138 yards. He had the opening touchdown. He said after the game, and this is a quote, "Man, I could cry. This is something you could talk about once you leave here for the rest of your life." Not many people get to do that, being able to knock off a top 25 team. That's what people dream about on national TV. End of quote. So again, it's a big win for the program, for the fan base, for the players, but what about that particular individual player? When you hear him talk about how special that win is to him personally, how does that make you feel?
Well, he's a special kid. You know, of course, I say he's the MVP of the league a year ago, and you know, he just does such a great job. Our kids have great respect for him. You know, what's great about it, Jim, when you get a player of that caliber like that, and every day he walks on the practice field, he outworks everybody. You know, that's what great players do, and he's a tremendous kid. Whatever he gets, he deserves, and I'm just happy for him and, of course, all the players.
So Marshall 2-0 this season. They're number 25 in the AP poll. They're at Western Kentucky. Well, we think. Well, we know that. But that's October 10th. We'll see if something happens between now and then. Doc, it's great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for the conversation.
Thanks so much. You have a great day now, okay?
You too. Doc, have a great day. Great talking to you.